Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilo Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we are in Mishnah Shviyos. We are in the fifth parak, Mishnayos Ayin and Ches. In the Mishnayos sections today, we will continue the idea that we started yesterday, that there are certain activities that a person cannot be involved in terms of sales and whatnot, because even though it's not directly connected to the Shemitah, but it's going to lead somebody else to be able to be involved in questionable Shemitah activity. And so the Mishnah begins, Hayotzer Mocha Chamish Kadi Shemim Chamisha Asa Kadi Ayin, a person who sells pots, a potter. So he can sell up to 5 jugs of oil and up to 15 jugs of wine to a person during Shemitah, because even though you suspect the person you're selling it to being perhaps a person who violates Shemitah, it's not reasonable that the person managed to pick that amount of olives and grapes to yield that sign, that amount. Even someone who's suspected tries to purchase this number of drugs, we won't and we'll have no reason to assume that he's going to take it from an illegally restricted field. Now, really, you shouldn't sell a customer more jugs than that amount. If he comes to the potter with more oil or more wine, you can give him that amount of jug. Even though he got more than what he normally would get from an ownerless field, we don't suspect him of having gotten it from somebody who worked on it. And you can sell it to a non-Jew in the land of Israel. You can sell more pots to a non-Jew living in the land of Israel. Obviously, you don't have to sell it. You don't have to be worried that he's going to be working the Shemitah land. But even the fact that he's going to now turn around and sell it to a Jewish person who might go ahead and work the Shemitah land and store the stuff in the pots, even that you don't have to be concerned about. Uli Yisrael Shebechutz La'aretz, and also the non-Jew, the Jewish person living in non-Jewish lands in Chutz La'aretz, you also don't have to be concerned in that situation, even though, it's theoretically possible that he'll send it back to the land of Israel to be imported over there. You still don't have to be concerned about that either. Practically speaking, right, a person who picked Shemitah fruit that was Hefker, he should really only pick the amount that would normally be brought home to take care of his family for approximately a week. Now, that doesn't matter whether he's the original owner of the field or he's just the guy walking through. And the fact is that a person who picks grapes and olives to make wine or oil, he can pick more than the amount that his family is going to use in a week. And so therefore, he's allowed to proceed accordingly. Now, Beishamai Omer, Milayim Karlo Parach Horeshas Beshvias, Beishamai says, you can't sell a plowing cow. Because if it's supposed to be trained to pull a plow, Beis Shammai says, you're not going to shecht it. But Beis Hillel Omer and Beis Hillel Matirim of Neshu Yachol Shechta, technically speaking, you could shecht the cow, you could slaughter it, and use it for meat, so then the fact that it's being sold is not a big deal. Mocha lo peiro safilu bishas azera, you can also sell them fruit even when it's a planting season, because, you know, people also eat fruit, they don't just plant it. So you can certainly lend him your sum measure, even though you know that the guy has a threshing floor, because we can assume he may need to measure something just to grind, and he needs it for a recipe. You don't have to be concerned. And he can also go ahead and help him change money, even though you know that he has workers to pay. But if he specifically says, I need this to do work with Shemitah, obviously that is going to be a problem during the Shemitah year. You're not allowed to go ahead and assist somebody within the process when you know that they're going to violate the laws of Shemitah. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.